This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans and Democrats are still at an impasse over President Trump's impeachment trial as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to hold out on delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want new testimony. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer does, leaving open the possibility of a protracted delay. President Trump complained about the holdup Saturday.
It's so unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case.
But Schumer says they have even more evidence.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush.
That email from senior White House budget official Michael Duffy, who Schumer wants to testify. Julie Walker, New York.
At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics have deemed anti-Muslim. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan, or Afghanistan. The new law, however, does not apply to Muslims. Since the protests escalated, authorities in several parts of the country have imposed a rule prohibiting more than four people from gathering at one place. It also closed metro stations in the capital to prevent people from mobilizing and shut down the internet and text messaging services in many places. Afghanistan's incumbent president, Ashraf Ghani, has apparently won a second five-year term. That's according to preliminary results announced Sunday for the disputed September 28th presidential vote. Ghani's main challenger received 39.52% of the vote. Ghani took 51%. VOA News.